A new year has just begun. Enter in slowly. Maybe it's because I have a hard time letting go, in general, but I refuse to let go of Christmas. When I hear of the first person removing their Christmas decorations, I literally feel anxious. Unless you have a real tree and it looks ready to combust, I don't see the need. Why in the world would anyone want to return to normal, especially this new normal we've been stuck with for 2 years? They seem so proud of it, too. Everything is put away and boxed up. I got rid of it all Christmas night. Thank goodness it is put away for another year. I can't stand all that clutter. Is there anything sadder than a Christmas tree out with the garbage? I heard about someone who took down all the decorations while the family had gone out, and when they returned it was all vacant and empty. I wanted to weep for them. I found that heartbreaking. Actually, I found it very mean-spirited. So, I got wondering who are the different types of people who easily rid themselves of holiday fare and those who refuse to let go of the last strand of tinsel. There are some people who genuinely hate Christmas and all it entails: too expensive, too flashy, too many obligations and expectations. I suppose if that's your feeling, then getting rid of anything that reminds you of it would be the way to handle it. Maybe if you are a minimalist, you just want to get your space cleared of excess and get back to polishing your stainless steel appliances. At the other end of the spectrum would be me, a maximalist. I don't know if that's a thing. I assume it's someone who doesn't quite hoard, but does enjoy an abundance of stuff. The more glittery, the better. Those people, like me, enjoy everything about the holidays, from the food to the movies to the gifts to the gatherings. I dread the thought of having it all end. It took me 2 months to get it all in place, so what's the rush? Granted, I have been watching Hallmark movies since October and I dragged out my Christmas music just after Halloween, but it still isn't enough. Once the decorations are down, I am left with a remaining winter of blah. Looking outside, you will see that ugly, dirty snow pile. Inside, if you don't at least leave up the snowmen and snowflakes, you literally have bare space. The horror. Nothing exciting to replace it until Valentine's Day. And let's face it, a holiday named after a massacre doesn't get me feeling all mushy. Life passes so quickly. I actually would prefer to slow things down. Perhaps it's not really about the trees, the garland, the Santa figures or the gift wrap, but rather the warm feelings they represent. Mood enhancers, I take them wherever I find them. Hold on to the joy.